This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 736, part 2, entitled Masculisms, Two Most Hated Enemies. Carrying straight on. For an upper middle class woman who gets her master's at 23, works for 3 years in her career competent profession, during which time she marries and has her first kid at 27 and her second at 29, in brackets, so as to avoid fertility problems that a third of women have by age 30, close brackets. When her second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4, she is 33 and goes back to her career so as not to be a fluffy parasite off her husband. During the 6 years she is at home looking after small kids, the government gives her an annual maternity wage equal to what she earned in her first 3 years of work. This considerable tax burden is justified with the attitude that the whole community, that is the taxpayers, are responsible for the creation of the next generation, or we wipe ourselves out. The other main enemy of the masculists, this discussion of which constitutes the second main half of this flyer, are the monoconscious feminists, whom masculists see as hypocritical, bigoted genociders, also hated by the masculists, with whom we masculists are equally at war as with the fluffies. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites, since masculists see the gender crimes that women commit against men as being far more serious and consequential than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Close brackets. Yet feminists trash men publicly for these lesser gender crimes, when women commit far greater gender crimes against men, the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, being women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. These big three are horrible gender crimes that women commit against men and are truly hated by masculists. So typically, when a bi-conscious, in brackets, that is, being equally familiar with masculist as feminist ideas, seeing gender oppression as a two-way street, that women oppress men too, and in fact worse, for example, the big three, close brackets, masculist, comes across a monoconscious feminist, he explodes in rage at her awful hypocrisy and harangues her out of the room with a verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist diatribe, spitting in her face for her horrible hypocrisy. Beside manslavery and divorce rape, women also commit the awful gender crime of forced fathering, that is, forcing a man to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place. Women have the marrow, that's maternity, rejection, right, that gives a woman the legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin her life. But men have no para, paternity, rejection, right. So millions of women get pregnant against the man's will, then forces him to pay for the kid she wants, but he doesn't want. So masculists want GECs, G-E-C's, Gender Equality Committees, to be set up in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be dealt with equally, which is far from being the case today in today's gynocentric society, in brackets, gender politically speaking, close brackets. In which feminism, in all its childish irresponsibility, teaches women and society nothing, capital letters, about how women oppress men, and in fact far worse than vice versa. The male half of these GECs will legislate the para, so that men can fill in a government para form saying, quote, I don't want this kid. If the woman does not abort and takes the pregnancy to term, then legally she gets full financial responsibility for the cost of the kid. If she is a FIP, she can afford it, which is one of the many reasons why masses place such heavy emphasis on the importance of the FIPping of women, of the creation of a FIP society, so that men can be freed both of man's slavery and of divorce rape at the hands of the hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system that ruins the lives of one father in four. That's millions of men per year over the planet. A huge gender crime. There will be truly hateful, bitter confrontations by politicians in the parliaments when maskless politicians push against feminist politicians for the legislation of the para and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, in brackets, where the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not, thus forcing him to pay for 2 decades for the cost of a kid that is not even his. A major and truly hated gender crime as seen by the masculists. Many monoconscious feminists, in brackets, who by definition have only had their feminist consciousness raised, close brackets, have been so powerfully brainwashed by feminism over the past 6 decades, in which the feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. So when these monoconscious feminists are told, angrily, hatefully, by masculists, by conscious masculists, that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men far worse, then these women typically suffer cognitive dissonance, as their quasi-religious feminist beliefs are strongly challenged by the masculists. So these women reject masculist claims, making themselves bigots in the eyes of the masculists. Men don't like having relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts and reject them totally. In the US today, according to a famous Pew, P-E-W, Research Center poll in 2022, nearly two-thirds, that's 63%, of young men between 18 and 30 in the US don't even date young women, claiming that these young women were, quote, undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. Typically, a monoconscious feminist is rather feminazi bitchy towards men because she has been taught by monoconscious feminism that men are the oppressors of women. This makes these women angry at men, which sours relations between the sexes. So men find these monoconscious feminists unattractive and refuse to date them. That is, two-thirds of young men in the US. Masculists want monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious, that is, by learning masculist ideas, so that feminists learn that gender oppression is a two-way street and that women oppress men worse than vice versa. This bi-consciousness results in women becoming much nicer for men to be with. Since these women have their feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled, in capital letters, by their female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. This cancellation causes women to be much nicer for men to be with. So masculists argue that it is very much in both sexes' self-interest to learn some masculism so that the whole society becomes bi-conscious. But we are not there yet. Today's society, that's December 2025, is still far from being bi-conscious. So most feminists are still very much monoconscious and hence repulsive for men to be with. So now two-thirds of young men don't even date young women and hence don't give women their sperm, which crashes the birth rate and ultimately wipes out whole populations. Thus, maskless see monoconscious feminists as genociders, that is, indirectly responsible for wiping out whole populations, so obviously have to be stopped. Maskless stop feminist monoconsciousness by forcing monoconscious feminists to learn masculism, to become biconscious. Maskless have a very effective strategy to force capitalists, monoconscious feminists, to become biconscious, that is, by learning maskless ideas. And that is, they target the boyfriends, the currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of these monoconscious feminists, teaching these boyfriends maskless ideas so that these boyfriends become biconscious, who then see the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as hypocritical, as bigoted, as disgusting, and then dump these monoconscious girlfriends. When millions of such monoconscious girlfriends have been dumped, and they then see their ex-boyfriends now starting up new relationships with biconscious feminists, in brackets, since the biconsciousness of these feminists makes them a lot nicer for men to be with, close brackets, then these dumped monoconscious feminists will be a lot more motivated to become biconscious themselves. Then they will be much nicer. They will stop their misandry. They will vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, the biconsciousing of society, the creation of a FIP society, the reform of the divorce courts, the establishment of the GECs, etc. So that young men are a lot more inclined to be fathers again. It's the genocide of monoconscious feminists that is probably the most hated aspect of feminists today, that the maskers so despise and utterly reject. Maskers are very painfully conscious that monoconscious feminism must be stamped out, or we wipe ourselves out, due directly to the rejection of paternity by two-thirds of young men, and indirectly due to the misandry of monoconscious feminists. The above has explained why maskers have such a hatred of their two main enemies, the fluffies and the monoconscious feminists, both of whom maskers aim to exterminate by totally ignoring them while spreading maskers' hatred towards them to wipe them out. A lot is at stake. Manslavery and divorce rape must be removed, and women need to be made biconscious, or we wipe ourselves off the face of the earth. Maskers feel that their hatred towards their two main enemies makes a lot of sense, and that society, that is both sexes, need to learn the necessity of that hatred. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskers tab for 730-plus maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, Krishmar? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskers videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskers Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskers videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskers Videos. That is four words. Ciao.